God couldn't be everywhere, and that is why he made feathers.
What?
Oh, God.
That was on a Hallmark card we gave you.
Daphne is a widowed mom who has devoted her entire life to her three daughters. The two oldest are married, and now Daphne, played by comic veteran Diane Keaton, is determined to find a match for her youngest, Millie, played by Mandy Moore.
Honey, did you see that young man Cousin Dougie brought with him? He's been staring at you all afternoon. Have he really?
Yeah, God, his eyes are gorgeous.
They're kind, and they're gorgeous. Come on.
I'll go over.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Frustrated that Millie's relationships seem all too brief and not headed for the altar, Daphne turns to an internet dating service.
Adult friend finder. I like how they use the word friend. Friendship is the cornerstone of any good relationship. Oh!
But the guy that Mom thinks is perfect is not nearly as right for Millie as the guy the daughter finds on her own. And it takes most of the movie for a strong-willed Daphne to figure that out. Diane Keaton says she knows the meddling mom is a stock character in romantic comedies, but she believes that's because they really exist off-screen, too.
I never imagined in my life that this would be something that I would be playing. My mother wasn't like that at all, but I do remember some friends having meddling mothers and thinking, God, how weird is that? But apparently they're all over the place in life. And so now I've played one, and it was fun because she was more wacky. I mean, this woman was wacky.
Millie, I love you, and you may be brilliant, but you're not smart. I just want you to have a full, beautiful life.
Do I not have a life, Mom? Because I thought I had a life.
No, no, you have a career, you have a car, and you have a loft. You pay way too much rent for it. That's not a life.
When I was playing it, I thought, well, you know, I'm sure I'm not like this as a mother. But then the more you think about it, you realize that, you know, it's really hard for you to look at yourself and see who you are to your daughter or from your daughter's point of view or from your son's point of view for that matter. And then I started to think, well, maybe I am, but just in a different way. So I think that being a parent is really a humbling experience if you're willing to really see who you are in that relationship. You know, the worry, I mean, the concern and the worry, I worry all the time about my kids. I'm consumed by them. And so when you do that, you have a tendency to kind of want to guide them too much.
What am I supposed to do, huh? Am I supposed to just put my feet up at the end of the day and say to myself, well, you know, they're on their own and she says she's fine. But you won't be!
As Millie, Mandy Moore says she tapped into that mixture of frustration and love that's a familiar part of many young adult relationships with parents. It also helped that Moore was inspired to become an actress by Keaton and her signature role, Annie Hall.
I kind of tried to harness a little bit of that adoration because I could use it for the character because I really think she just is so in love with her mother. So I tried to sort of find the parallels and use it a little bit for the character because it's hard to get past, you know, working with someone like that, such an icon. You know, it's had such longevity in this business. It's you can't really get away from it, so I tried to use it to my advantage more than anything.
I'm your mother. I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Your version of the truth.
No,
Mom.
No. The truth is happiness is a series of choices. It's not something that just sort of happens. One wrong decision can change your whole life.
There's still time, Mom.
Not if you waste another minute of it.
I mean, for you.
Director Michael Lehman, whose hits date back to the 1988 thriller Heathers, says the mother-daughter relationship at the core of this film is something of a mystery to men.
One of the things that was so interesting in the script was the sort of openness of women talking about how they dress and what they do and you know, sort of being in the woman's world. That, as a man, to me, was interesting because we're not really allowed in there that way.
So does that make it a chick flick? Intended mainly for women?
I definitely think that this is a movie that is going to have direct appeal to women. It's about a mother-daughter relationship. It's the romance. Generally in movies, romance appeals more to women than to men. This is conventional wisdom. I don't think the conventional wisdom is wrong.
I just want you girls to understand something about motherhood. Okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, okay.
I mean, it is the most impossible love. You tell me when it ends. You tell me when it stops. All I know is it's absolutely fine for me to teach you how to walk and talk, and then you grow up and you head off in the wrong direction toward a cliff. And I'm supposed to just stand there and wave and go, well, kids, good luck. It's Mom. I'm here. Well, I can't do that.
Because I Said So also features Lauren Graham and Piper Perabo as Daphne's married daughters. Tom Everett Scott and Gabriel Macht play the men vying for Millie's affection, and Stephen Collins rekindles a spark of romance in the mom's life. Helen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood. Mama said-